Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is May 16, Thursday. 2019, day 136. Today's topic, God with you, great success. God leaves you lonely and helpless. Silence. Pull on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 69, verses 19 to 28, 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 5 to chapter 19, verse 24, John chapter 8, verses 31 to 59, Proverbs 15, verses 12 to 14. I do hope that you can read all four passages. And now it's the passages I receive. The main passages I received this morning. The first one, 1 Samuel chapter 8, verses 12 to 14. Saul was afraid of David because the Lord was with David but had departed from Saul. So he sent David away from him and gave him command over 1,000 men. And David led the troops in their campaigns. In everything he did, he had great success because the Lord was with him. John 8, chapter 8, verses 31 to 32. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." John chapter 8, verse 44. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. John chapter 8, verse 47. Jesus says, "Now, whoever belongs to God hears what God says. The reason you do not hear is that you do not belong to God." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. Yesterday we read how young man David had the courage he received from God's presence at that moment to lead him using just one stone, one kill, and down with Goliath. Today, we see a strong contrast. David, who had God with him, was in great success. Saul, who once had God with him because of his pride and disobedience, God left him, and he was full of anger and jealousy, lonely and helpless. Sad. In today's John, Jesus tells us the reason why people from centuries to centuries, who disobeyed God's command is actually changed their father, and their father is Satan. The consequence to follow the wrong father is self-center, full of lies, anger, jealousy, and killing. Those who follow our Heavenly Father will be like David. Experience God with them. Obey God's command, know the truth, and be free. Your duty as God's child is to bring people to our Father's home, to have them experience God with us so that they can also be successful in all things because they are in God. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help me to bring people to our Father's home, to have them experience God with us so that they can also be successful in all things because they are in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, any inspiration from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to bring people home? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the contrast of David and Saul. May the Lord bless you.